We're absolutely over the moon to be here tonight. Like, you know, just this bunch of girls are fantastic, and to be able to grind out that result in the end is just an incredible feeling, to be honest.
Like, the task at hand couldn't be underestimated coming up against this Milford side, but you certainly never played like a team that didn't fully believe you could do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I suppose we've been knocked out by Milford the last 2 years. We lost them in the county final in 2014, and we like lost out in the semi-final last year, so we knew that we were a massive feat up against us today. But I think that we just kept our heads down the last couple of months. We've just grinded out ourselves and kept the heads down, and the belief has been there, to be honest. The panel of girls, we really believe this year, and that's what it takes to be such a good team as Milford.
You set the level of intensity from the off and carried it throughout. Like, I mean, even when Aisling Thompson got that goal and, you know, could have handed it back to Milford, it didn't. She persevered.
Yeah, we knew we had to. We knew if we went one goal, two goals, three goals down, we had to grind out every single point or score that we had. You know, we knew that no matter what we went down, we had to put in the fight and get back there again. And I suppose the start of the game was such tit for tat, and it was goal for goal and point for point, that we knew that we'd have to just keep the heads down and keep going. And thank God we did, and grinded out the result in the end.
Could you believe when those balls were dropping into the back of the Milford net?
Oh, I couldn't believe. No, sure, I was just hitting and hoping, and thank God they did. Those goals just mean so much, and like, goals win matches, and thank God we got four of them today, and they certainly do. Like, we only won by 3 points in the end, so thank God we got to grind out the goals today.
And when you're driving on, you know, inspired by that belief in yourselves, where did it come from this year? Was it the fact that it was Milford again?
I don't know, really. I just think, I don't think it mattered what opposition we had today. I suppose Milford going for five in a row, we knew that we'd a massive feat up against us, you know, but I just think the belief was there since the start of the year. We lost in the first round to St. Catharines, and after that we knew that we had to do something drastic to win the county, and we really did put the heads down and work hard and just kept on improving game by game. And thank God this has been definitely our best game this year. And
was that loss to Catharines a blessing in disguise then, because they were last year's beaten finalists? You knew they were a high standard.
Definitely, it absolutely was, because we really had to regroup after that. We just switched around in management at the same time. One of our managers, Seamus, he had to commit to work, you know, and we got Jardine in instead. And to be honest, like, it was a blessing to have both guys, because Seamus brought us to league final and we won that, and Jer has brought us here today as well, you know. So thank God we've had the input of two managers really this year, and the regrouping after St. Catharines is definitely the making of today.
I understand that as this interview is going to air, you're going to be celebrating a family wedding, so it's not just county celebrations this weekend.
Yeah, my brother is getting married tomorrow to a lovely girl from Abulog, so no doubt we'll be having local celebrations tomorrow as well. So I'll have to finish up the celebrations early and get some fake tan on me tonight, so and an early start in the morning for hair and makeup, so yeah.
Good stuff. Well, look, that has to be enjoyed tonight and tomorrow, of course. But Monday you're back out in club action, Munster club action.
Yeah, we're back out Monday. I think it's the Clare Champions is who we're up against, so yeah, it'll be a quick turnaround, so hopefully we can just carry through the same fight and determination from tonight into Monday, and the celebration will be cut short this weekend, but hopefully we'll be celebrating again next week.
And like, obviously the turnaround is very quick, and that's the biggest challenge perhaps for you with the quick turnaround. But having seen Milford go all the way to the All-Ireland final and win it last March or February, you'd hope that you can give this a good rattle as well.
Yeah, definitely. We won it back in 2010 and we went all the way to the All-Ireland final that year as well. Yeah. So we know that, you know, we've been there before. A few of us, there's a good few young girls onto the panel as well this year. So we just need to have belief in that we can go through the Munster and All-Ireland as well. And hopefully we will follow in Milford's footsteps. But we'll take one game at a time and see how Monday goes first.
So best of luck. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Inniscarra manager Jardine, and congratulations.
Thanks very much. Delighted. Massive effort from the girls tonight, you know. Coming up against, you know, All-Ireland champions is going to be hard, but we've worked hard since July, since we lost to Catharines, and massive belief in the camp coming into today. We thought we'd our homework done, and we'd work hard, and we just, the girls didn't want to lose. They really wanted to work hard today, so we're over the moon, delighted for them all. They've worked so hard.
That hard work, it was evident throughout, but I mean, you set, I think, the level of intensity and carried it through the game.
Yeah, we did. You know, we never dropped our heads. We told them there's going to be good patches, there's going to be not so good patches, and today they never dropped their head. They always kept their head up, kept positive, and we can see by the scoreline when the belief was there today, and they worked hard, so we're delighted.
I think that was particularly impressive when Aisling Thompson got her goal, because that was a point in the game where it could have handed the initiative to Milford.
Yeah, of course it could have, but you know, we said to the girls, don't ever drop the head, and we came straight up and got a score right away as soon as the goal went in. And there was a few times in the games where it was nip and tuck, but we always plugged away, and you know, everyone backs each other on the team, and everyone works for each other, and you know, that's the way it was today. 16, our whole panel is massive. Our whole, we've only got a panel of 21, and 1 to 21, they'll do anything for each other. They're a very tight bunch of girls.
And the importance of those goals, Trasso at the first. Well, I've been told it was Trasso. There were so many girls involved. Great finish. But and then Joanne's goals, like, you know, Milford changed their keeper. You know, it wasn't working for them, but they were just so important.
Yeah, goals win games, people always say. And today we thought that if we got goals, we'd have, you know, we'd be thereabouts, like 4-10, 2-13. It's a massive scoring from both teams. But the goals were always crucial, you know, and they came at right times for us as well. So yeah, you know, goals win games, and they were really important to us today.
And you've mentioned obviously beating Milford. They were going for their 5 in a row today. You won it in 2010, but losing to them in 2014, and then getting that chance of redemption today.
Yeah, I wasn't involved in 2014, but the girls were up for it today. They really were disappointed with their performance in the 2014 final, and today, and they were disappointed with last year's semi-final loss. So they knew what they had to do today. You know, those girls were driven there today. They weren't going to lose. They really wanted to win it, so you know, they just needed a bit of belief, and we got a bit of luck today, so we'll take it. You know, Milford were a fantastic team going for 5 in a row, but we'll take it today.
Absolutely. Aaron Looney went off injured. Is that a very serious injury?
Not quite sure at the moment. I haven't spoken to Aaron just right now, but it seems bad. The ankle seems like she went over on it, so unfortunately she'll be out for Monday's Munster Championship game.
I was going to say celebrations tonight, but I'm sure they'll be put on hold after then. As you mentioned, it's Munster semi-final against Aina Kilnamona of Clare on Monday, away to them as well.
Yeah, it's look, we only were focused on Milford. I did have a look to see where it was, and it's look, we'll enjoy tonight, and we'll refocus over the weekend. And you know, they're county champions from Clare. They beat Newmarket and Ferguson in the final, and we're going up to their home patch, and we know nothing about it. So look, we'll just go up and we'll give Munster a crack anyway, and see how far we go.
Well, when you beat the All-Ireland champions and a team like Milford, who have had such success in Munster, you have to feel like you can give it a good rattle.
Look, you know, we've a small panel. There's actually a family wedding as well tomorrow in the camp, the Casey family. So
Joanne's family.
Joanne's brother's getting married tomorrow. So yeah, we'll have to just go see how the injury list is for Monday over the weekend, and look, we'll just go up to Clare positive and we'll give it a go. Do you know, as county champions,
the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That's great. You're well done.
Cheers. Thank you very
well
much.
Done. Delighted.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah, very tough defeat, and thought the girls actually just tried their heart out. We had a tough start. We gave Inescaro hope the whole time, maybe just conceding a few goals that we were hoping not to. But I thought they battled back great and were in a good position at half time. But you'd have to credit Inescaro. I thought they were very good tonight, and once they got their chances, they took them. We were just maybe found it hard to constantly keep coming back. Probably missed a few scores in the second half that might have just clawed us back and given us a chance of getting over the line, but it wasn't our night. Like, so.
Yeah, I know. That said, we'll say you've mentioned I suppose getting yourselves back into a strong position by half time, and the third quarter then Aisling Thompson's goal, like, in Inescaro dealt very well with that, where it could have been a turning point for you.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I thought when we got the goal that maybe we might drive on from there. Like, so usually you just need that bit of momentum, and I thought that might have given us this. But straight from that, Inescaro went up and scored a few scores. They can put themselves back in the driving seat again, and you just have to say fair play to them for doing that. They, when they got their opportunities, they grabbed it, and they kind of set the tone in terms of that throughout the night. Like, so listen, it was a great game, cracking game throughout. Like, so it was nip and tuck all the way, and it was just the wrong side of it tonight, which is unfortunate. Like,
and I mean, you're All-Ireland champions coming in tonight, you're chasing the 5 in a row. It's when you're that high, the fall makes it so much harder, John.
Yeah, like, these girls aren't used to losing, okay, because they've been just so good for the last 5 years, as you say. Like, you know, but prior to that, they had plenty of defeats, and they just have to take this one on the chin and say, right, we've had a great run, can we go back again? Like, you know, that's the question they have to ask themselves. Like, you know.
Well, I'd imagine that was the essence, that we saw them gather there as a group discussing it afterwards, you know, hugely dejected, obviously, but they'll have to feel that they'll be back.
Yeah, like, when you're used to winning, you want to go back there and do it again, like, you know, so it'll be a good challenge for them, you know, in terms of just saying, right, can we go again? Can we go again? And if they can, so there's nothing to stop them. So they're right up there in terms of, and I think Cork is the stronghold of Camogie. So, like, if you're competing at the highest level in Cork, you're able to compete throughout the country. Like, so they just have to regroup again and go again. Like, yeah.
They've been the standard bearers for the last number of years, and we saw an excellent final here tonight. Many teams over the last number of years have been trying to reach what Milford have done, and now tonight in Enniscarra, I suppose, got past that.
Yeah, and I think we have, like, in the future to be good as well. Like, and I thought, like, Enniscarra totally deserved their win, right? They got their bit of luck in terms of some of the scores, but you need that in finals too, especially when you're maybe the underdog or the one chasing down the favourites. But once they got into position, then they knew how to finish it off. And so, hats off to them. They were very good, like, yeah.